Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
One of the things I told was that repentance takes you to the knowledge of God. And at this time, there's so much repentance going on. It's so intense and beautiful and cleansing. And I feel like he's beginning with his house first. He's cleansing his house. And I believe if we knew what was going on in the realm of the Spirit's rule, that we would be astonished at the repentance that's going on. I believe it's very intense visitation of the Spirit to prepare us for his coming and for the times preceding his coming.
I love what you say in the coming one. It's not what is coming, it's who.
And the who. Everything, I didn't say this in the tape, but I can say it here. Everything is God. Everything is about who, not what, not when. I'm not interested so much in when. We don't know when. But we can know who. And the question in every situation is, who are you? I just spoke with someone about a very bad situation, and I said, but we don't know his mind. We need to stop and ask his view, his word, his insight about this situation, and then we'll know how to proceed. Then we'll know how to pray. But listening has to come first. And I believe that everybody would agree that the earth is groaning. And the earth is trembling and breaking. The volcanoes in Hawaii. I read that there was a volcano becoming active in New England. I don't know anything about that.
I don't know anything. Yeah.
And the storms of last year, the tornadoes were. I watched the damage. This was from a Christian site. Talking about the increase of catastrophe is phenomenal. It was phenomenal 5 years ago. Much more now. And the devastation of those tornadoes in last year was incredible. We've got to be walking so intimately with him that we'll be in the right place at the right time and in his will, kept by him in his will. I'm about to write people that are our close about this. And if I get an anointing, I will do a CD of the month on that too, because I believe it. I believe that the earth is groaning to see the manifestation of the sons of God.
Someone asked me yesterday, they said, when you're having to witness someone go through sickness, illness, the Lord's hand of trials, where he's kind of making way for himself and clearing out the mm-hmm. decks, which is always painful. How are we to respond? How are we to deal with it? And as a witness of that work.
And you would be the expert on that.
Well, I'm currently going through it, and I told her that. I said, yeah, I literally am in that right now. And if I go back to what we originally started this podcast with, is that it is our determined purpose to know him. And if we know that that is the purpose, and if we look to him to be the purpose in that, if we thank him for revealing himself and clearing the deck so he can reveal himself. Mm-hmm. I think that that's the biggest thing. I know that when you're in the middle of it, when you're in the throes of it, you can get into fear, you can get into heartache, you can get your feelings hurt,
mm-hmm.
and you can
get hurt with God at times.
Yeah,
that's what you meant.
Mm-hmm. But he if he is revealing himself in every single situation, then you're laying your trust and your faith in that. And you're laying your trust and faith in him. And that faith brings him pleasure. Not my endurance, not my determined goodness. To survive it, mm-hmm. or my goodness. It's literally to determine to know him.
You have a blog that's out today. What is the date today?
Today
is 3rd of July.
Yeah.
And it's talking about serving another person.
Hmm.
And you have come to know him by watching me suffer and serving the Lord for me. But your reward is you see him.
I'm unable to do anything in the situation. I've been unable. I've had the ability to listen and do what he says. You know, I've had the ability to watch, but what I've really watched is him minister to you.
Really?
Because oh my goodness. That's all there's been.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I would have frustration with it because I'm saying, okay, what are you doing? Why are you not moving? You know, what? It's been aggravating. But I've watched him. I saw he said, I need you to grab this, this, and this for me, you know.
At the store?
At the store. And then I came and brought it, and then it was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
It was utterly perfect.
So you're knowing him on your side, and you're watching him on my side. So you're getting to know him. You're getting rich.
I am getting rich, but it is not without. It is costly. It is not without
it's
pain.
It's harder, and I know that experience. It is more painful to watch someone suffer and be unable to do anything than to suffer yourself.
I think the biggest thing would be is to determine, have mm-hmm. my determined purpose to know him, mm-hmm. but also to hear him, mm-hmm. because I have to hear him about you.
Mm-hmm.
I have to hear him about how I'm to respond.
Well, when I injured my eye, which I tell about in the tape, I was going to let it be. And you took one look at it and you said, no, this,
absolutely
this is too
not.
Serious. Absolutely not. I probably would have gotten in real big trouble.
Yeah, it would have been.
If you
had
not heard God. Because we wait to hear God about doctors.
Mm-hmm.
And so I knew that you had heard.
And we had talked about that on the blog, actually, mm-hmm. about, you know, mm-hmm. about health and health crisis and health being your health care, you know, mm-hmm. or him being your health care. And
you have let him be, too, John.
Mm-hmm.
You've let him be the source of who you are in this situation with me. You've had, and I recognize him in his indwelling in you. Your subject of life is Christ in me, the hope of glory.
Mm-hmm.
And he is manifesting through you that you don't even realize. It's so natural. I'm watching him as a servant. I'm watching him as a friend. He is my friend in you.
Mm.
He is my leader in you. I'm watching his servanthood in you.
Mm.
And then there's the obvious, you know, manifestation of that. You drive me to where I need to be.
Mm-hmm.
And see that I have nutrition, and you do, you and the people around us.
So I'd say the answer to how to respond in that is to get out of the way and let him be. Because I can't determine how he'll manifest or what he'll do or how he'll live that life,
mm-hmm.
you know?
You can't guess.
I can't. If I guess and if I, it's going to be goodness, it's going to be focus on you, it's going to be, you know, though I'm a shepherd, though I live as a shepherd, though I was trained as a shepherd with sheep and goats, and though I shepherd you, I'm aware.
As you were with him.
With them, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm aware listening, not mm-hmm. aware knowing.
And you're not hovering, and you're not taken over. You're just quietly watching and considering. You're not exerting yourself so that it's John.
Well, that wouldn't serve you at all. Actually, it'd be detrimental.
Mm-hmm. It's just amazing what God is doing here. He's revealing his fatherhood to a number of us.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.